Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Wednesday, April 10th. 6 white former Mississippi officers who pleaded guilty to charges stemming from the torture and abuse of 2 black men have been sentenced by a state court. The sentences range from 15 to 45 years in prison. Prosecutors said some of the men called themselves the Goon Squad because of their willingness to use excessive force and not report it. In January of 2023, they abused Eddie Parker and Michael Jenkins in a house for nearly 2 hours, kicking, waterboarding, and tasing them, as well as attempting sexual assault. The torture ended with one of the officers putting a gun in Jenkins' mouth and shooting him. All 6 men have already been sentenced for federal crimes last month, with prison terms ranging from 10 to 40 years, which they'll serve at the same time as today's state sentences. Malik Shabazz is the attorney for the victims.
For many, many years, the Goon Squad has come into this courtroom, yes, and they have testified falsely against persons that they have beaten and caused to be wrongfully incarcerated. Today, the judge in this circuit county court has given out justice.
Inflation is coming in much hotter than the Federal Reserve would like it to. The latest consumer prices report out today shows inflation progress is stalling, and that's setting off alarm bells on Wall Street. CNN's Rahel Solomon breaks down the latest numbers and what they could mean for interest rates.
So inflation on an annual basis, this is consumer price index, increasing more than we expected, also increasing more than the prior month at a rate of about 3.5%. The same sort of trend on a monthly basis, 0.4%. Gas prices and shelter were the really big components in March. This was more than half of the increase we saw. Definitely not the direction that we were looking for or hoping for. The likelihood of a rate cut in June is looking real iffy after this report.
In a possible huge blow to ceasefire negotiations in Gaza, Hamas has indicated it's unable to identify and track down 40 hostages needed for the first phase of a deal with Israel, according to sources. CNN's Nick Robertson has more from Jerusalem.
Hi, Krista. For some time now, the expectation has been that hostages would be released in 3 phases, 6 weeks apart. The expectation was 40 hostages released in the first phase, women, children, elderly men and sick. By CNN's calculation, there are 2 children, 13 adult women, and 11 men aged 65 to 85. Hamas is now telling interlocutors they don't have 40. That matches CNN's calculation, but Israel is concerned. Are they doing this intentionally to stymie the talks, or are they literally unable to come up with 40 people that they could transfer?
Former President Donald Trump said today he thought Arizona's near-total abortion ban went too far and will be, quote, straightened out. Yesterday, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled the state must adhere to a Civil War-era law barring all abortions except in cases where the mother's life needs to be saved. This comes as Trump tried to clarify his position on the politically potent issue this week, saying he thought it should be up to the states to decide. Democrats used his comments and then Arizona's ruling as an opportunity to seize on Trump's stance and record. And many candidates on Trump's VP shortlist support passing some kind of federal abortion ban, putting him in a more politically difficult spot than he was in 2016. An iconic board game is trying to be less intimidating. More on that next. I play Scrabble a lot with friends, and to put it lightly, I kind of suck at it. But clearly, I'm not alone, because Mattel has announced that it's releasing a new version of the board game that's less intimidating. Scrabble Together has another side to the board, where players work together instead of competing to complete goal cards. Plus, there's helper cards if people need them. It'll be available all over Europe, but sadly for people like me, it's not coming to the US anytime soon, because Mattel doesn't hold the license here. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Until next time.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.